What's up, heroes? Welcome to episode 22. This week, I'm going to talk about the mixing process I used for my recent track, This Way. I started making this track back in February, and it was going to be an anniversary gift for the love of my life. My plan had been to play it for her at the Eiffel Tower in Paris in April, and unfortunately, the coronavirus hit and totally destroyed those plans, but we're both still really happy with the track. When I was mixing this track, I decided to try something really different and go all in with iZotope and use their AI-powered mixing assistant that's in Neutron 3. The mixing assistant claims to automatically level your tracks after analyzing them, and then it also has a unique visual mixer that allows you to adjust the gain, the pan, and the width from one visual interface. So it's pretty neat. I thought I'm going to give this a try, and I'm going to tell you how it went. But first, cue the intro music. All right, and starting off the track, I frequently begin with a reference track, and so I did for this one too. I knew my wife liked Ed Sheeran and the track Perfect, so that was where I really began as I was seeking inspiration for my track and also kind of looked at this track for the arrangement. How do I want to lay out my track? And then towards the end of the process, I was also using this track to reference, you know, how are my guitar levels versus Ed Sheeran's levels, something that's been really professionally mixed. So that was my starting point. Now, I also have a pretty detailed template set up in Ableton Live with standard plugins and processors that I have on each of the tracks. Prepping to use Neutron 3 took a little bit of effort because I had to go through each of my individual tracks, zero out the default volume settings, get rid of any panning, get rid of any automation, and then drop an instance of either Nectar, Neutron, or their Relay plugin. Now, Nectar is typically for vocal processing. Neutron is typically for instrumental processing. Relay is simply a device that you drop on your track that allows the mix assistant to see that track and analyze that track. Now, any of those three will work, but one of them has to be on each individual track. So this process of adjusting my master template was a little traumatic, so I saved it as a new version. I also upgraded to version 3 of Neutron in this process, which forced me to start over again. I wanted to make sure I was giving you guys the most recent, latest, and greatest review. Another reason that I upgraded to Neutron 3 is that Neutron 3 claims that it is far more CPU efficient, which was important to me because what I discovered as I started dropping Neutron tracks on every single track, my CPU was really getting maxed out. So what I discovered once I upgraded from Neutron 2 to Neutron 3 was that it dropped from my CPU being at 45% to like 10%. So there was a dramatic improvement in efficiency between Neutron 2 and Neutron 3, which I was excited about. So after getting my template set up for the second time, I started jumping into the process. Once you've got either Neutron, Nectar, or Relay on each of your tracks, then you go down to your master track and put the mix assistant. Mix Assistant can then see all of the above tracks. And then you go open up Mix Assistant and you select a focus. What is the key element that you want to stand out in your mix? And typically that's going to be the vocal, but it does allow you to select multiple focuses. I guess that's foci. So you could have, for example, the kick and the vocal. Now, at this point, you have to select all the tracks that you want mixed. So probably that's going to be everything. And then you let the AI run and it tries to categorize those tracks into groups. Mine did a pretty good job, except that the claps it miscategorized as musical, but that was easily fixed. Now, you do want to go in there and clean up your groups before you move on, because once you've done the analysis and you move on past that phase, you have to reanalyze everything if you decide to change groupings of tracks again. So make sure you do it right the first time, get everything set up in the groups that you want, and then it will give you a rough mix. So how did it turn out? Well, here's what my track sounded like with everything turned up to full. I'm not afraid to Now, here's what it sounded like after the initial mixing by Neutron 3.
I'll never be the same, 'cause my whole world has changed since I met you. And I bet you that we'll always be this way.
Now, to be fair, I did turn the volume up a bunch on that second sample in order to give you a fair comparison between 1 and 2. Isotope left a bunch of headroom after the initial mix, but it did do a really good job of bringing out the vocal, which is what I said is the focus. It was really a great starting point for the track. Now, I did wind up making a bunch of adjustments from here. I did a lot of referencing off of Ed Sheeran's track. I tried multiple different speaker sets to make sure it translated well. I got feedback from mentors at the dojo, but overall, this was a good starting point. You will notice that the mix is all in the center. I was hoping that Mix Assistant would not only help with leveling, but also give you some initial panning suggestions, but it doesn't, so it leaves that up to you. And that's when I started really using the visual mixer. Initially, I was frustrated with this because I kept dragging instruments out to the left and right stereo field, and nothing happened. Everything sat right in the middle, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. Then I realized that on my master template, I had an instance of mono sitting there after this. I do that on purpose because when I start off my mix, I like mixing in mono so that I can hear how it sounds in the center. But once I flipped the mono off, it worked beautifully. You drag instruments around on your screen and you can hear them shifting in the stereo field. You can also adjust the volume by dragging them up or down. And you can even adjust the width by dragging little handles on the sides of the instrument out. So here's the finished chorus with mastering and with all the panning in place. Now, important in this process, and also a little bit annoying, is that when you're setting up your template initially, as you're putting your instances of Neutron, Nectar, or Relay on each of your tracks, you have to go into each one of those and label them. It doesn't automatically pick up the track name, which is a little bit frustrating. So you have to rename your tracks in Ableton, then you also have to rename them in the instance of the VST. It's a little extra effort, but if you don't do that, when you get down to the visual mixing process, you're trying to mix track 1, track 2, track 3 instead of violins, pianos, and guitars. So make sure you spend a minute getting everything labeled properly. And Isotope, if you're listening, it would be really nice if your plugins picked up the track names. One of my mixing mantras is to use your ears and your eyes. That's why we use things like spectrum analyzers to assist our ears so that we can see visually what's going on, because sometimes it's hard to hear. That's one of the coolest things about the visual mixer. It gives you that ability to picture the soundstage. So I really enjoyed that process. Another cool thing that kind of helps your workflow is the ability to snapshot. So you can experiment with different pannings, different volume levels. You can snapshot it, and then with the click of one button, you can adjust and compare up to 3 or 4 different snapshots of your track, something that would take a long time to do in Ableton. So, what's the verdict? Well, I like Isotope tools. They're well-respected, they sound great, and they have some features that Ableton just doesn't do with stock plugins. My track wound up sounding really good, but Mix Assistant was just a starting point. There was a lot of tweaking and adjusting after that, as well as several rounds of feedback with Richard from Sixth Street Music, one of my mentors at Producer Dojo. Thanks, Richard. It took time to get this set up, and I wasn't crazy about some of the workflow aspects, like having to rename both the track and the VST. And despite my efforts to go all in with Isotope products on this mix, I found myself reaching for some Ableton stock plugins anyway. So, some of the things that I didn't like about this. I didn't like having to label everything twice. I also found automation difficult, so if I wanted to change volumes or panning over time, couldn't easily do that with Mix Assistant. So I found myself throwing instances of utility at the end of the track and then automating. So, what are my recommendations? Well, if you've never used iZotope products, the Visual Mixer and the Relay are free, so you can add those to your plugin tools and try incorporating them into your template with no cost. With a little setup time, I think you'll enjoy visual mixing. It's a good starting point. Again, if you're doing automation, you're going to have to do that outside of the Visual Mixer. I'll have a link in the show notes to tell you how to get those free. Now, if you're already using Neutron 2, definitely sign into your account and check out the cross-grade offers. Frequently, those are pretty generous and a really good deal. You can also look for when it goes on sale. The improved CPU efficiency makes a huge difference, and the Mix Assistant gives you a great starting point. If you're still on the fence about Neutron 3, they do have a 10-day free trial, so you can give it a shot and see what you think. They also offer a generous 50% academic discount, which Waves does not. And they have bundles, they go on sale frequently, and they offer cross-grade specials, so they're pretty affordable if you are willing to wait a little bit. Oh, quick update. The tweaks that I made last week to my live stream setup worked, and the video is now flowing seamlessly. So if you're thinking about getting into live streaming, listen to the last two episodes, 20 and 21, for some ideas. Just head over to producerlifepodcast.com, check out 20 and 21. Also, come check out my live stream every week on twitch.tv/houseninjamusic. So make sure you check out the show notes over at producerlifepodcast.com, and I'll have a bunch of useful iZotope links as well as a link to the final mix for my song This Way. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, it would be super helpful if you'd leave a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. So until next week, this is the House Ninja reminding you to be someone's hero today.